Previously on B&B and D&D.
On your quest to save Gundren the Dwarf from the goblins at Cragmaw Castle and find the legendary Wave Echo Cave, your ally Sildar Hallwinter told you of a magical staff that can point to any location do you think of. The Lord's Alliance, the group he's a part of, deemed it too powerful and had it broken into multiple pieces around the area of Phandalin. You found a scroll that was blank except for the words, Find the Four, Agatha, Kost, Brughor, and Rydoth in Draconic. Each of them must have one of the missing pieces of the staff.
After encountering a banshee and a necromancer, you acquired two of the four gemstones that you need.
Hello and welcome to B&B and D&D. That's Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. I'm Ben. I will be the DM, which means that I have to know and decide absolutely everything that happens in the game world, everything except what the players do. And today, our players are Brian.
Hello, I am Ken Adams. I am a human monk. I am also the world's most famous bartender, so I'm kind of a big deal, guys. You might have heard of me.
We also have Q.
Hi, I'm Alwyn Leondon. I am a high elf ranger, and I am a noble. Being mostly around other elves in my life and being an only child, I don't really understand how other races interact with each other, but I'm trying to learn.
And we have Caitlin.
Hey, I'm a bard, halfling, entertainer, and my name's Violetta Chalkwarts, and I really like my bagpipes.
Let's begin.
All right, I say we go kill us some orcs.
You head south, you're working your way towards Wyvern Tor. It's a big craggy mountain, and it's a prominent landmark in the rugged hills.
Craggy?
Very craggy. So you're climbing around the hills. It is pretty late at night now. It's maybe like 1 or 2 in the morning at this point.
Should we maybe go to sleep?
Yeah, so we can rest and recharge our abilities. I guess we don't need to set a tent or anything of such.
It's up to you.
I don't think I have a tent.
Maybe we still have our bedrolls.
This guy's
you still have bedrolls.
I don't.
I don't think I sleep either.
On top of your bodies.
I will sleep on top of my backpack.
I fashion a makeshift sleeping area out of my 50 foot of rope.
All right, do a survival check.
All of us?
Oh, just Ken, because he's trying to make a bed out of rope.
Okay.
I see. Okay.
My survival is...
Not bad.
Plus 5, so that's pretty good.
You're proficient in survival, actually.
Maybe it's going to be like a hammock.
I got a 21.
All right, yeah. You string up a hammock between two trees out of one thing of rope.
Nice.
And it's big enough to fit all three of you.
Awesome.
Oh, cool.
But as it's also a hammock, as soon as it's a hammock, like you, once you all get in it, you'll all kind of like fold in on each other.
That's fine.
Cool. It'll keep us warm.
So you're going to sleep?
Yeah.
And cuddle, apparently.
Obviously, that's what gangs do.
Oh, yeah.
So like you sleep through the night, but about 6 hours in, you wake up to... this falling on the ground.
Uh-oh.
As you wake up, you see an orc staring at you.
Oh, dear.
Holding a sword. He clearly just cut the rope.
Maybe he wants to join us?
No, he attacks you.
Hi, friend.
I guess he wanted to surprise you first instead of stabbing you first. He knocked you down first. It's just one orc standing in front of you. He looks like orcs do.
I sleepily attack him with my sword.
Well, first he is stabbing... Let's see which of you he stabs. He stabs Ken.
Can I use my defense to dodge?
He missed anyway.
Oh, okay, never mind.
He tried, but he missed. And you're all lying on the ground now. And, Alwyn, you're first.
I attack him with my short sword.
All right, so you get up and you attack, so you're going to have disadvantage because you just woke up and because you were on the ground.
Okay.
So roll a d20 twice.
All right, I got a 13 first and then a second 13 and then plus 7, so that's 20.
Yep, so you are hitting him.
All right, and then a d6.
Yes.
6 damage.
6. Yeah, you stab him and he's bleeding.
Yay!
And Ken, you're next.
Okay, I think I'm gonna mix it up a little bit, and I'm going to punch him in the face. Three times, I'm gonna spend my chi to do a flurry of blows, and then also, since I'm unarmed, I get an additional bonus attack. So
you're getting 4 punches then.
Yeah, alright, so 4, I punch him in the face 4 times. All right,
roll a d20.
Left, right, left, and then uppercut.
All right. Roll a d20 and see if you hit him.
Okay, 14.
Is that your total? 14?
Oh, what do I add with the 14?
The number next to unarmed, I think, is 6.
Oh, okay, then 20.
Yes, you are hitting him. And now roll a d4 for each punch. I think it's, okay. Yeah, d4.
So, first one is a 3. Second one is a 3. Third one is a 3. And the fourth one is a 2.
Oh, you ruined it.
I know, right?
And each of those is plus 4, so you do 27 damage, and his face just gets caved in and he falls over dead.
Nice!
So, congratulations, Ken.
And his face is caved in?
Yeah.
Let's loot his body!
Yeah, let's loot his body.
Loot his body.
What kind of clothes is he wearing?
Like, rotten clothes? Like, orc clothes?
I take them just in case I need to disguise myself as an orc later.
You won't be able to disguise yourself as an orc.
Oh, okay.
But Caitlin might.
She's a little shorter than orcs.
Yeah, it could be a baby orc.
On him, you
there
find...
There are some young orcs.
Let me see what you find. You find 3 jars of pickles.
Oh, can I have a jar of pickles?
Oh, it's that one guy.
Who? What?
Oh,
who do you know that has pickles?
I was thinking of the game with Megan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was really suspicious of that pickle orc man.
Yeah, you met a pickler. Okay, I forgot about that. So you found 3 jars of pickles. But you also did not complete your long rest because he woke you up partway into it.
Aw. Mm. Bummer.
So now what? It's probably around sunrise now. Sun's rising. You're on the mountains.
We need 2 more hours of sleep.
It's not how long rest works. You have to get 8 uninterrupted hours.
I say we just move out.
Yes, let's do that.
All right, about 30 minutes into your hike looking for the orc camp, you start smelling smoke in the air.
Uh-oh.
As you ascend a rugged ridge on the lower slopes of a hill. 50 yards away, you see a cave mouth opening up at the bottom of a ravine. And hunkered down by a boulder 20 yards outside the cave is a single orc keeping watch.
You could surprise him.
Like, with a party?
Oh, wait.
Definitely.
Wait a second. So I bet they have another gem.
What were the 4 names from the scroll again? It was,
Kaitha, Fost, Rukor, Rydoth.
Alright, does any of those sound like an orc name?
Brookworth really does to me.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so we should keep an eye out for that. But also, we're killing the orcs for... Whose quest was that? Was that for Harbin Wester?
Yes, they've been attacking people who are out on the trail.
Oh, right, they're hurting tourism.
They're hurting tourism pretty badly in Phandalin.
And they kind of just proved that they're not helping their case.
Yeah, we were just trying to take a long rest, and we got attacked.
You're camping half an hour from an orc camp.
Well, you know, it was nighttime. He should have been at home, asleep, in his orc bed, with his orc family.
With his orc fam, yeah.
This isn't an orc town, this is an orc camp, like a bandit.
Kids are probably wondering where he was.
They probably still are.
Oh yeah, he's totally dead. Oh no, we're gonna find like 2 little orcs and be like, oh, our dad's gonna take us fishing this morning.
And then we're going to have to make them the mayors of Orktown.
I think we got to kill the lookout.
Yeah, we can't reason with orcs.
No.
That's
so
racist.
We're gonna surprise attack him, though, right? What, yep. Alwyn, do you have long-range weapons? You have a bow, right?
I have a bow, yeah. So I attack him with my bow.
Can we synchronize an attack? Can I throw my spear as she shoots the bow?
You can do them all within a few seconds of each other, but if you don't kill him within all three of your attacks, he'll be alerted.
I'm going to use my bardic inspiration on Alwyn.
You want to use that for your turn thing?
Yeah.
What does that do?
You can roll an extra d6.
Aw, yeah. All right,
and don't forget, you just got a new ability. You got the Colossus Slayer.
Oh.
Oh, actually, if they're at full health, it doesn't matter. But if they have less than full health, you can have someone take 1d8 extra damage every time you attack, as long as they've been hit once.
Cool, okay.
So I do my fighting thing, and then I'm like, you can do it, Alwyn. You're always there for me. I'm being there for you now.
All right, so I get 17 plus 9, so I'm imagining I'm definitely hitting him, and...
What? Caitlin, were you attacking? Or sorry, Violetta, were you attacking first?
Yeah, and I was doing that so she can do her extra damage.
Well, yeah, that's good. Yeah, if one of you already hurts the orc, then she can do the extra d8. So that's good. So first, Violetta, what do you... You're attacking first, right? What do you have to attack with?
Yeah, I have the crossbow that'll probably reach him.
All right, it should. He's... I mean, you can shoot up to 320 feet. Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, so I do my 20 plus the 8.
Plus 5 crossbow.
Oh, wait, plus 5, okay. 18.
All right, you hit him, and now 1d8 plus
3?
10. You hit him. He does not have time to respond yet, because you're all acting very quickly. Who's next?
I guess I'll go next.
Okay, and so you're going to fire your longbow?
Yep.
Roll the hit.
So, 26.
Yeah, and you're hitting him, for sure.
And then, okay, so a d6 plus 5 would be 7, and then I roll another d6 because of Violetta's thing?
Well, I think the longbow is actually d8 plus 5.
Oh, it is, yes. Okay, d8 plus 5, so I still got a 7.
Oh, that works out. You can add your d8 for extra damage for Colossus Slayer.
I got a 1.
So you're a total of 8, and now you can add the d6 if you want, that she gave you.
I got a 1.
9?
Yep.
You can see that he is almost dead. And there's still one person left. Like, he's just getting hit, just longbow, crossbow. He's like, ah! He hasn't yelled out, but they're all hitting him at once.
Okay, so, Ken Adams readies his spear, and before I throw it, I point out, like, Babe Ruth calling his home run. Like, Casey at bat, like, right there. Check this out, guys. And I throw it, center mass with all my might. 16.
You hit him just barely. And now do a d6 plus 4 for damage.
Well, let me find my d6. Okay. 5.
And he collapses dead without making a sound other than the whoosh 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 thump.
Yes!
Of getting hit 3 times and then hitting the ground.
That was so cool, guys.
We're so good.
Teamwork, guys, and then I go for double high fives.
I high five back.
And I also high five. It's like a high five triangle.
It hopefully won't make too loud of a sound.
I mean,
high fives aren't that loud.
I mean, like, high fives have to be, like more quiet than an orc dying.
I don't know. Whenever if you hear a lot of high fives at once, it's called applause.
Is that a self high five?
It is. You're so congratulatory about yourself that you keep high-fiving yourself.
Okay, so we do air high-fives where we don't quite make contact.
All right, let's hear the sound of that. Perfect. Okay.
We go to where the orc's body is and loot him.
Yes.
Okay, on this orc, you find a jar with a dark brown potion. A human toad drifts on the bottom.
I investigate the potion.
It smells terrible.
I drink it. No, no way that can.
Okay, so you don't drink it.
That's correct. I almost drink it, but then I stop at the last second and think better of it and go, oh, no.
Oh, thank goodness.
You're just hanging out outside this cave.
Oh, I have an invisibility potion.
You do.
Do we all have invisibility potions?
Oh, you found one.
I think you do. I have a fireball and a charm person magic scroll. What is around the cave?
It's dark in there, and you can't see much beyond just cave stuff.
Well, but I can see in the dark, right?
Well, you can see, I think it's 60 feet in dim light and 10 feet in dark. And you can see into the cave, but you just see, cave stuff. Like, stalactites, rocks, and more darkness.
Oh.
It keeps going back a little bit.
All right, guys, what do we do?
Go in.
We should use stealth, though, right? That seems like
a good
idea. So you're all being stealthy?
Yep.
That's the goal.
Super stealthy.
Everyone roll your d20 for stealth.
I got
16.
10.
I got a 2, but can I add something?
Yeah, you add whatever the stealth bonus is under your skills.
Oh, I have plus 5, so 7.
Oh, do we have a... Is there some way we can reroll? Is there like a saving throw? Or can I use my point of inspiration?
Yes, your inspiration does it.
Because at 10, that's not enough to be effective, right?
It depends on what's in here. And what their perception is.
Okay, well, I don't want to waste it, so I'll go with my 10.
And Violetta?
I have 16.
So you're all stealthily walking into the cave. What order are you walking?
I'll go first because I can see.
You're also the least stealthy roll.
True. I'll go first.
So you can't see.
I am right behind.
She can whisper, or I guess guide me.
Okay, so you're in a conga line with her in the middle?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're all holding on each other's shoulders or something?
Like a conga line.
Okay, perfect. Up ahead, Alwyn, who's the only one who can actually see right now, see a fire coming up in the distance and some people around it. And as you get closer, you can all see the fire now, because you're close enough to... I mean, it's light. Around the fire, you see several figures. There is a large orc. There are 6 more average-sized orcs. And a large ogre, which is bigger than the orc. The ogre is, I think, at least 10 feet tall. The orcs are, 7, 6 or 7.
Oh.
Maybe they'll be entertained by me.
I hand Violetta my health potion because I forgot to give it to her earlier.
I let you guys... Oh, yeah, you didn't heal when you slept. I forgot. Or you woke up.
Oh.
So, yeah, she is still hurt.
So I should probably drink that before we start talking to these guys.
You should probably drink that, yes.
So it says 2d4 plus 2?
Yes. So roll 2d4 and add 2 to it, and that's how much you heal.
Okay. 1... What?
You heal 4.
Yeah, not bad.
Kind of statistically the worst. Lowest it could have been. Yeah.
No, that is literally the worst thing that could have happened.
All right, so you see them around the fire. They have not noticed you.
Should I get out my bagpipes? they would love it.
These seem like some pretty aggressive chaps. I don't know if we can take them all.
They are roasting something over the fire in some kind of unidentified meat.
I examine the unidentified meat.
With your nose, I guess, because you're... All right, roll for investigation.
Okay. I got 12.
For reasons that you don't know or understand, you know it smells like human meat.
Oh... At least we're not human, except for Ken.
Well, I guess Ken's going to be eaten.
Don't worry, guys. I always knew how this would end. Ooh, this is quite the pickle, guys. I don't know what to do.
You have 3 jars of pickles.
Maybe we could bring that to them to be their side dishes, and then they won't get mad at us.
You notice there's also a cage with a motionless figure across the cave.
Aww.
It's small, like halfling sized.
Oh, maybe that's your uncle.
Oh, that's my uncle. No. I'm going to investigate that halfling.
It's across the room.
Can I stealthily go over there?
Well, they're like lining the room. You'll see. They'll see you. Unless you can fly over them or climb on the walls, you can't.
Can I give, since she's the stealthiest, can I give my invisibility potion to Violetta?
Yes.
So she can go over, investigate the cage, but then also while she's over there, she should totally push the ogre into the fire.
Yes.
Well,
which one? There are six ogres that are... Wait. Oh, sorry, one. No, the big ogre. Sorry, yeah, big ogre.
Okay.
So I
Give her there's six orcs, motion. Six normal orcs. Yeah, one leader orc, and who has like a fancy hat to show that he's a leader.
And the big ogre. Potion, and
do you know what it does?
Sneaking over to the body.
All right, you're invisible for 1 hour. Anything you wear or carry is also invisible.
Sweet.
You don't know how it works though, so you don't know what'll make it stopping invisible. You're not that knowledgeable about magic to know.
Okay.
So, yeah, you sneak over there and examine it?
Yeah.
They don't hear you walk by, which is good, because you rolled a high enough stealth. Inside the cage, you can see that the motionless figure inside is Droop, the goblin.
Oh, how did this happen?
Last you saw him, he, I think, kicked Glassstaff in the shin and ran off.
Yeah,
that did happen.
Aw, good old Droop.
Okay, so now I'm gonna try.
He's not dead. He looks like he's unconscious.
Push
or asleep.
That ogre into the fire.
Okay, you're gonna have to get a strength check, but you get advantage because it's a surprise and you're invisible.
If I use like my dagger and slice his ankles open,
that won't help him get pushed over. He's sitting down.
It's true. Oh, okay. I'll do that.
All right, roll a d20 for a strength check. To see if you can push him over, because he's 10 feet tall and sitting down. Your strength is plus zero.
Oh.
So what'd you get? Seven? Yeah, you get advantage to roll it one more time, because you're stealthy and he doesn't see you.
14?
He feels you pushing, but, I mean, he barely moves.
So.
It works?
Maybe you can just get out of there without him.
He starts to lean back against the wall after he felt that.
Oh, no, I'm going to get totally squished.
You're not suffocating, but you are trapped between him and the wall.
Guys, I don't think this worked out.
Climb up his body.
Well, it turns out, the other two of you, you can't see her because she's invisible, so you don't know what's going on right now. Oh. All you saw was him leaning back.
I wonder when she's going to push him into the fire.
I'm going to use Tasha's Hideous Laughter on this ogre.
So you're doing Tasha's Hideous Laughter. So for up to 1 minute, he'll perceive everything as hilariously funny and fall into fits of laughter if this affects him. Let's see if it does.
Hopefully.
Yes.
And then I'll be able to squeeze out.
It barely does, because you have to have intelligence of 4 or more, and his intelligence is 5. So he starts laughing really, really hard. He's like rocking back and forth, so you better get out of there before he does rock back again.
Okay, I get out.
All the other orcs are looking at him like, what just happened? Why are you guys laughing? Or why are you laughing, Gog? And he's just laughing and laughing and like laughing.
I'm not sure what we should do.
Oh.
Yeah, it seems like we're outnumbered and outmatched here.
So wait. Is Violetta still invisible?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't know exactly what happened.
All you saw was you started laughing really hard.
Okay, so we can deduce.
Yeah, I bet she's over there tickling him.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Should we maybe help her somehow?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think maybe she has it under control.
I mean, she probably does.
Oh, how many ogres are there again?
One ogre, 6 normal orcs, and 1 leader orc.
Okay, 6 orcs. Oh, man, we were able to kill that orc earlier, but it wasn't easy, so I don't know if we can take out 6 of them and an ogre.
Run behind and use my staff and, like, jab them into each other.
I don't know what that means, jab them into each other.
The ogres? Oh, wait. Oh, no, never mind.
One ogre.
No, okay.
Several
are you
orcs.
Are you going to beat one orc with another orc?
Yeah.
Remember your size. You have a big disadvantage with that.
Do any of you
have any spells that might be helpful on large groups of things?
What was the thing I have?
You picked up fog cloud or something.
Yeah, alright. How would a fog cloud help in this situation? Oh, can we... Okay, so if we do a fog cloud, can we just, like, walk past them and talk to the leader dude?
He's in the circle with them, but you could.
Alright. I cast the fog cloud.
It is cast. It is so cast. In the middle, and no one can see. I mean, you two can, because you're outside of it. But the rest of you are all in the fog cloud.
Like me and all the ogres.
Yes, you
I
and
mean,
the ogres.
Orcs, whatever.
Okay, so then,
Wait, am I short enough to where it wouldn't really affect me?
No, it's a 20-foot sphere. It's, like, filling the whole cave with fog. Wow.
So then I walk up to where I know the leader guy is, and I say, all of this will go away if you tell us what we want to know.
He starts just punching at the air where the sound was coming from.
And is he still laughing now?
Oh, no, that's the ogre.
Oh, sorry.
This is the orc guy, is the leader guy. He hits you for 2 damage in the face.
Oops. Okay, I'm out of ideas.
Everyone else is freaking out. They're all running around punching each other. Accidentally.
Yes. Are they doing damage to each other?
They are doing damage to each other, yes.
Good work.
Good.
But it's still a fog cloud, and everyone but Ken is currently in it.
I walk back out. And just let them kill each other.
You walk out. Violetta, what are you doing right now?
Panicking.
Okay, so you're just sitting there panicking. Well, during your panic, the ogre steps on you for 3 damage.
Oh, no.
I didn't think I could see, so I didn't know if I could even try to get out.
What's the name that we thought sounded like an ogre name that might have the...
Bruhor.
I just yell out, hey, Bruhor! Over here.
He runs out of the fog towards the voice with his sword drawn.
And then
not sword, great axe.
Oh, even better. I use my my power of persuasion to say, hey man, we mean no harm. I just have a few questions for you. Help me out, and then me and my party will be on our way, and we'll clear the fog out.
You're going to have disadvantage because he's currently in battle.
Oh. Then I punch him in the face 8 times.
With all of you, everyone's currently in battle mode because they're all fighting each other and just punching the air.
That sounds like a them problem. I don't...
They also punched you and stepped on her.
Okay,
all right, so yeah,
well,
what do you do, punch him?
Since we've isolated him, I'm just going to attack him.
How many times?
I'm going to use the same technique I did earlier with
the combo?
Flurry of blows. Yeah, the 4-hit combo.
All right, roll. Your d20 for hit. Yep.
Okay, I got 13. Do I add something to that, unarmed?
Yeah, you add your unarmed plus next to it.
Oh, sorry, 19.
You hit him.
Okay, and then my d4?
Yeah, 4d4s, because you're doing 4 hits, and we add 16 to that, I think, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. 1, 4. 1, and 4.
10, so 26 damage. You punch him a lot in the face. He gets 2 black eyes, a black nose, a black mouth. His face is really bruised. But he is not quite dead.
Okay.
I attack him with my short sword.
Oh no, the cops are coming. Let's get out of here, guys.
I told you it would happen at some point.
You were right.
Okay.
Short sword, d20.
So 12 plus 7, 19.
You hit him?
And then 1d6. 7.
7, you stab him through the torso and he's dead.
Ooh.
His fancy hat falls off his head and shatters.
Aww.
It was made of porcelain.
I loot his body.
Yeah, we look for the gem.
On his body, you find... nothing.
What?
You find a key.
Oh. I examine the key.
It is a key that unlocks something.
Okay, alright.
The fog is starting to clear,
and kind of key.
Everyone is either unconscious or dead.
Oh, cool. Then let's run up and check all their bodies, then.
The ogre has fallen into the fire and is currently burning.
Hey, she did it! I knew she'd do it!
Yay! I'm a helper.
In all their bodies, you find nothing valuable on anyone. But you do see that there was a chest behind where the big orc was sitting, the leader one.
Oh, is it locked?
I don't know.
I go up to the chest and look for a keyhole.
There is a keyhole.
I unlock the chest.
You find 30 gold, 3 vials of perfume, and a teardrop ruby.
Ooh, I want the perfume.
You're still invisible.
Yeah?
Do they know where you are, or are you just sitting there invisible?
I wonder if we'll ever see her again.
I'll run up to them and be like, hey guys, I'm back, and I'll like touch their legs or something, but that might be creepy.
I flip out.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
Alright, so who's taking all that stuff?
I want the perfume.
There are 3 vials. So you want all 3?
I'll get the one that smells the best.
They smell the same.
Okay, I'll take one.
I'll also take one, as I feel like it might be of use later in a combat situation.
I take one bottle and also the ruby and add it to the staff.
All 3 are glowing even stronger than before. There's only 1 teardrop space left.
So close, guys.
We are just kicking this.
And we divide the gold evenly?
30. Yes, so you do 10, 10, 10?
Okay. That sounds fair to me.
All right. Now what?
Now...
Go back to town?
Yeah, we should return to town.
You leave the cave, you leave Droop in his cage unconscious, and you go back down the mountain.
No!
Oh, right. I forgot about Droop.
No, we get Droop.
You go back up.
We get you guys.
You climb the mountain again. Droop. Invisibility wears off, the cage is locked.
Oh, we try to use the same key from earlier.
It does not fit.
How big's the cage?
Big enough that he won't fit inside.
Let's use that one guy's great axe and break it open.
I will try to open the cage.
Roll for your unlocking or thieves tools proficiency or whatever. Slide of hand, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so I get a 13 plus 5, so 18?
Yep, easily unlock it.
Okay.
He's unconscious, though, still.
Ken, you want to carry him?
I will, yes. I will throw him over my shoulder and carry him back to town.
Like a continental soldier.
Even though I'm the weakest?
No, but your dex can take place of your strength, so you're fine.
Yeah. I got mad dexterity, so I carry him back to town.
You're back in town. As you approach town, you start to smell smoke.
Uh-oh, guys.
And then you start to see smoke.
Uh-oh.
You walk into town.
Great,
town hall is completely gone.
Did we leave the stove on?
The town hall is just
Bristol.
It's just a smoking crater where town hall was.
Oh, man. How are we going to make that kid the mayor if there's no town hall?
It's all to rebuild.
You see Sildar sitting next to it. He looks severely wounded.
Oh, no, Sildar!
I run up to him and ask him how he is.
I'm severely wounded.
Wait, what happened, Sildar?
I have a healing song I can do.
That's only if there's a short rest. Do any of you have a health potion?
I have cure wounds.
Oh, you can use that.
Okay, I apply cure wounds.
You don't have to roll for it. He's an NPC. So he's healed a bit, but he's still, you know, kind of out of it. But he's enough to talk. He's not dying now.
What happened?
I don't know. We were attacked. The whole place just exploded. Glassstaff is gone now. And I think Harbin Wester is dead.
No!
Well, no great loss there. I wanted to kill him.
Yeah. He was going to get replaced anyway.
You might want to check on that boy you want to be mayor sometime.
Uh-oh. We don't know where he's at.
Over at Myrna Dindrar's house.
Oh, Myrna, she's the best!
You remember that she's someone that you saved in the Red Brand Manor.
Yeah, I liked her. She's really nice.
Is she the one with the dead husband?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I have no idea what happened, but I get the feeling that dark things are on the horizon. We need to go check on Mayor Boy.
What happened to Town Hall? Where is Glassstaff? And will the party find the final gemstone? Find out next time on B&B and D&D.